You're listening to a curated podcast from the Beyond Infinity radio program, broadcast live on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. from our Mornington studios in Victoria, Australia. Presented by me, Piers Cunningham.
And me, John Young. In the States, there was the CES, which happens every year in January, and there's some products that...
Consumer Electronics Show
yeah,
in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yep. It's. I'd love to get there one day able to report back from there. Mm. Unfortunately, haven't been able to do that so far. So I always keep an eye out for some of the leading products that people get excited about. Mm-hmm. Now, a few years ago, it was all about drones, and drones are still very popular. I want to talk about the flying drones. Mm. This year, it seems that one of the products which really has caught the attention of people is a drone. But it's a drone that goes underwater.
Right.
This is called the Power Ray, and it's made by Power Vision. It's a drone that is designed for the fishermen, or you can actually use it just to be taking amazing photography underwater. And when I say amazing, I do mean that, because it actually has 4K ultra high definition video capacity available on this drone. Right. So it's got 1080p real time streaming. It's a 12 megapixel camera, and you can also shoot burst photo imaging at 5 frames per second. Also has up to 64 gigabytes of storage on board. It's a Power Ray. It's sort of white and grey kind of unit. You submerge it under water, and it travels around about 2 meters per second. So you've got a controlling unit. You can have this from your boat or wherever you might be, sort of on a pier, and you're looking underneath the pier. It's about 3.8 kilos in weight and has a depth capacity of up to 30 meters. So it actually can get reasonably deep for finding fish.
Yep.
If you want to just look around and get some amazing underwater photography. I mean, we talked about in the news earlier how kids are gaining access to the zoo with virtual reality.
Yeah.
This could be virtual divers. Mm. So, we're hearing a lot of problems with the Great Barrier Reef with the bleaching events at the moment. Mm. And so things like this...
Good way to raise awareness.
Raise awareness and capture. I know that there are things that are happening at the moment to capture all this underwater footage, but what we've seen with personal drones, the ones that fly in the air, is it's just adding more imagery and videos of your surrounding area, just adding to that wealth of knowledge. So having more images or video of what's happening below the sea surface, I think would be a great catalogue to have. Seems like an exciting device that it should be available now. It was announced at CES. They were taking pre-orders late January, so it does look like it's available now. It does connect via your Wi-Fi on your phone as well, so if you just want to use that to control it. If you want to treat it as a fish finder rather than just having those little sonar devices which shoot down a signal, you can actually take this in the water, or as I said, you can get some amazing photography out of it.
They are fantastic things, and we've talked about the GoPro Karma drone.
Yes.
Which was recalled because the battery was actually dropping out. The compartment that held it, the flap that held it onto the drone, was dropping out in the sky, and then the thing was plummeting to earth and being broken and smashed. All they had to do was, it wasn't the battery, it wasn't a sort of Samsung Note 7 type issue at all, but they did recall it.
That's right.
And they fixed it. But that to me looks like a pretty good gadget just for air droning. And it's funny you should mention drones, because I was just walking out of my house this morning and there was a drone very high above. I could hear sort of engine whirring.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Sure enough, there's a drone up there.
That could have been for real estate photos or...
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. That's one of the main purposes they use them for around here. But there's a slight sense of loss of privacy, I guess. These things have got cameras on them and they're kind of flying around and you don't know who's controlling them. What are they doing up there?
Yeah. The resolution that you get on the ground level is not that clear. I mean, you can, there's certainly great detail you can get, but it's sort of looking at an overall sense and it's getting a crisp picture from maybe 50 meters away, but it's not necessarily pinpointing, you and you're in the backyard wearing your bikini or whatever.
So what you need is your amphibious zone, drone. So you can, you can fly down and then you can actually land in the water and then you can go underwater.
Well, that's maybe where it's heading to. Mm-hmm. And look, just a word on that. I mean, the privacy is a major issue. I do care about my privacy and the privacy of others. Mm. But what we're seeing with drones is the visual aspect of what's been happening with internet privacy through data collection, whether it be the metadata retention or even just some of the big companies, Google, Facebook, just collecting your data and then storing and potentially even leaking that. When CIA, and we've got a series on the moment of our website, which is the Vault 7 revelations.
Yep, we've got more to come on that.
Our data has been captured at an alarming rate, and then we don't know exactly how it's being used, either for us or against us, and who it's being leaked to. Now, just a sort of a final word on PowerRay. As I said, you can organize or order it now. In terms of pricing, for the basic model, you've got the PowerRay Explorer. That's $1,488. Mm-hmm. You've got a PowerRay Angler and then a PowerRay Wizard, and that's $1,799 and $1,888 respectively.
What sort of depth can you go to, do you know?
Up to 30 meters.
Up to 30 meters, yeah. Which is pretty good. That's further than you can go with your open water certificate. Mm. If you're into scuba diving,
yep.
You're only allowed to go to 18 meters theoretically. So 30 meters is over 100 feet. That's way down. That's deep.
So I see some amazing photography of sunsets, some overhead drone shots. Mm. And I think this is that third element that people are looking for, because it's the underwater. I mean, we don't know. I mean, there's so much life under the surface that we just don't see every day.
Oh, there's incredible stuff. I've seen just recently on the boat ramp in Sorrento, I've seen enormous stingrays, like a meter and a half across, mm-hmm. big things. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's been happening recently is the spider crabs. If they do this sort of annual mating thing around, actually probably about a month ago that they were sort of at its height, but you go to certain spots in the southern end of Port Phillip Bay, you can just go down with a mask and a snorkel,
yep.
and you can see just these clusters, like thousands of spider crabs in this sort of mating frenzy down there on the bottom of the, it looks like, you'd think from above the water, it looks like it's a patch of seaweed or something.
Yep.
There's some amazing stuff to see.
I must add in, there are the GoPros which are waterproof and you can put those underwater as well. But this is for those people that maybe don't want to go underwater and don't want to go for the dip. They could be standing on a pier on the beach or in a boat and then be remotely controlling this underwater.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, this is technology, and you talked about virtual reality earlier in the program. We are living in an age where we can sort of, our senses, our perception is being able to be taken to amazing
remote
places.
Locations.
I mean, locations. And I mean, look what they're doing out at Saturn. Flying plumes 20 kilometers off the surface of Enceladus. Incredible stuff. Thanks for listening.
And head to beyondinfinity.com.au for the best bits from the live show, or to connect with us on social media. We welcome your feedback and suggestion for future shows.